listening to Everyday Engineering, the City of Madison's engineering podcast, where we talk about infrastructure. Complex topics explained simply. From the water that flows down your drain to the rain and snow that drains into the lakes. By way, the curbs and streets we design. City engineering touches your life in so many ways. Explained right now in Everyday Engineering. You've likely heard of Vision Zero here in the City of Madison in the last few years, and you've also likely traveled on a road with a changed speed limit, a much slower speed limit. Here to talk a little bit more about 20 is plenty is traffic engineer Jeremy Nash. So glad you're here to talk this out a little bit more for anybody who's not familiar. So first, let's start with what do you do day to day, Jeremy, and kind of introduce yourself to our listeners and viewers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Hannah. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting us. So I'm Jeremy Nash. I'm an engineer for traffic engineering. I've been here for about 9 years. Been here for a little while, but I work a lot of signing and payment marking, sometimes traffic control for road construction projects. And most recently, Vision Zero, and 20 is plenty.
Yes, it's such a big deal for the city, Vision Zero. It really is. And it should be a big deal for our community as well, because it really does impact everyone. Mm-hmm. So can you just kind of sum up briefly for anyone who doesn't know, what is Vision Zero? We'll start there before we get into the programs.
Yeah, absolutely. Vision Zero is, the name of the game is safety. That's the main purpose of the program. So we're trying to get down to zero traffic fatalities. And some people kind of give us some flack. Is that really realistic? You know, is that a realistic expectation?
Yes.
And it should always be our goal. Our goal should be zero fatalities. So that's kind of the goal, and that's what we're shooting for. And it's a strategy to eliminate all traffic fatalities and severe injuries while increasing safe, healthy, and equitable mobility for all.
Okay.
And it's really focusing on the vulnerable road users. Yes. So if there were to be a collision between a vehicle and a pedestrian, the pedestrian is more likely to be more injured or severely injured. And so that's what we're trying to protect, is the more vulnerable road users.
We don't want any fatalities.
Correct.
We don't want any incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think understanding that we have city staff that are dedicated, like we have engineers in the engineering division, we have engineers in the traffic engineering. So, and I just want to pause for a second and just make sure people understand that there's a difference between engineering division and traffic engineering division, although we all work together all the time. But, you know, we design the roads and things like that. But I always view it as, you know, traffic engineering helps us understand how people are going to use them safely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through, like you mentioned, pavement markings, signals, speed limits, speed humps, speed bumps, mm-hmm, all of mm-hmm. the, how people are moving, crossing intersections, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Okay, good. That's my engineering 101 here at the city. When did Vision Zero start?
That's a great question. So we started, Madison became a Vision Zero city in 2020. And then the 2020 program became a program in 2021.
Okay. And there are other municipalities doing this.
Correct. There's a lot of other cities across the country and across the world. Vision Zero is a global effort, started not in America. And so it's been a global effort.
Wow. Okay. So then out of Vision Zero, we have a program called 20 is Plenty.
Correct.
What is that and what does that entail?
That's a great question. So 20 is Plenty is more specifically focused on local residential areas.
Okay.
So the roads in kind of neighborhoods. We have been, through Vision Zero, we have been doing other speed reduction projects kind of citywide, East Washington and Whitney Way. But 20 is Plenty is more focused specifically on the local residential roads.
Oh, okay. So we're not, okay. But I think a lot of people are seeing and feeling that so Vision Zero is impacting like East Wash, Whitney Way.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
20 is Plenty is residential.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. You just told me that, but that's just me like trying to like digest it out loud with everybody. I think that's an important indication.
Yes, that's an important thing to distinguish. And we usually, a lot of the neighborhoods in Madison have a 25 mile an hour speed limit. So
okay.
We're talking about reducing it from 25 to 20 miles an hour.
I mean, that's pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
20 is slow. 25 is slow.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you feel like that's needed? Maybe not you per se, but why does the city feel like this is needed?
Yeah. So on our local roads, that's where we see the greatest mix of pedestrians, bicyclists, kind of all road users, people returning or driving home from work or driving to work, running errands.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, children playing hockey or basketball, people out biking, either commuting or, you know, for recreation. So that's where we see the greatest mix of road users. And as I mentioned earlier, the pedestrians and the bicyclists are more vulnerable if there were to be a collision. And if we can keep speed slow in those environments, that just really protects those, the more vulnerable road users.
I don't think anyone wants an issue on the roads or a collision, but what are you hearing from people in these areas that are specifically going through 20 is plenty and these changes?
Yeah. I think initially people were a little skeptical about it. You know, is 5 miles an hour really that going to make that big of a difference kind of thing? So kind of before we had implemented our pilot or phase one, we did have a little more skepticism about it. But we've been hearing a lot of really good things since implementing it in our two phase one areas. Mm-hmm. And people are appreciative of it. And it's really not that as big of a change as they were expecting. You know, thinking, slow down the speed limits. It's really going to, change things. It's really kind of a minor change. A lot of people start and end their day in residential areas. And so if you can start your day just thinking, being a little more conscious of road safety and just kind of thinking, being a little more cautious of that, then I think that's a good thing for everyone.
You said 5 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. It's a minor change, but it makes a big difference. Can you kind of quantify that and give us a little more perspective on how much of a difference that can make?
Absolutely. So let's say you're leaving for work and you're supposed to leave at 7, it's 7:04, you're running a little bit late. You might be tempted to go just a little above the speed limit.
Always late.
You might be tempted to go a little, 28, 29, just a little above 25,
Yes.
So if you're going closer to 30 miles an hour, if you were to hit a pedestrian, unfortunately, there would be a 40% likelihood that they would be fatally injured or severely injured.
Say that one last time.
40% is the likelihood that they would be severely or fatally injured.
Okay.
If I was driving 30 miles an hour.
Sure.
But that decreases to 13% if I was going 20 miles an hour. So those are very big difference there. 40 to 13%, correct. Just by 5 miles. And the stopping distance is, if I'm driving 20 miles an hour, I believe it's 115 feet. But if I'm driving 30 miles an hour, it's 200 feet. So that almost doubles as well. So if I slam on the brake, the amount of time it takes me to come to a complete stop is doubled.
That speaks, 5 miles. let's do it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's worth it. It's keeping everybody. Oh my goodness. Yeah, the numbers don't lie. I mean, mm-hmm. you just giving some perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Areas that are, I guess, most drastically impacted by this that people may notice.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just stick to 20 is plenty? I don't want to go too broad with Vision Zero, because I think I'm almost positive we've done an episode about Vision Zero, but I like to give a little background if people aren't familiar with that mm-hmm. episode, so go check that out. But what are some of the areas that maybe people are noticing? Mm-hmm. I know that you had different phases too, so how does that all...
So we had phase one. That was just kind of an effort to learn a little bit more about the program, do some kind of initial public outreach, and something is always going to go kind of unexpected or something will go wrong. So we just wanted to kind of learn a little bit more. And so those were the Tenney Lapham neighborhood and the Teresa Hammersley neighborhood.
Okay.
And so the areas that are most affected by this would be the local streets. And that's just kind of as you're leaving your neighborhood in the morning, that kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really only adds 15, maybe 20 seconds of time before you get out onto a collector and arterial, and then on your way to work kind of thing. So it really doesn't add much time, but the most affected areas would be those local residential streets.
And just a little bit of basic 101, local, collector, arterial, what are the differences of those for anyone who doesn't know?
Great question. So that's kind of working your way up in volume in roads. So local streets, kind of imagine, 25 miles an hour, sidewalks, more residential. Arterials would be more like East Washington, mm-hmm. Much more higher volume, generally higher speeds kind of thing. So 20 is plenty is specifically focused on those local residential streets.
Got it. What did we learn in Tenney Lapham and Teresa Hammersley neighborhoods? Did we learn anything specific that kind of changed the way that we maybe move forward, or just kind of like, that was interesting. We didn't expect that.
Yeah. So big thing was public outreach is great. The more we can just be as transparent as possible and just provide as much information to people. This is the change that we're expecting to come. This is what you will see. This is why we're doing it. If we really focus on the safety aspect, I think once people kind of understand that we're doing this for safety, and we're doing this to improve the safety for all road users, not just peds and bikes, but also vehicle drivers, just everyone.
Mm-hmm. So just general. That's what we learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What other locations are next? Are we moving forward?
We are moving forward. We have a contractor moving ahead of phase two. So phase one was just to kind of dip our toe in the water, learn a little bit more. And phase two will be citywide. So we'll be implementing this in all city neighborhoods.
When?
We're starting this winter, and it'll be done by December 2025.
Wow.
So it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. It's exciting.
Wow. Okay. So what does that entail? Just going out and switching the signs out?
There's a little more than that, but yeah. There's a few different instances of replacing an existing sign or adding signs where it's not, we don't have one already. So we're implementing a lot of signs across the city.
Yes.
The city has never done quite a project quite like this before. It's kind of unique in a way.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give, you know, a lot of time or for the contractor to be able to do it, as well as kind of find a logical approach to find a logical geographical area to start. So that way, if someone enters a neighborhood and they pass a 20-mile-an-hour sign, they will know within the neighborhood it's 20 miles an hour.
Got it.
So signing entire neighborhoods at a time to make sure that it's kind of uniform in our approaches, uniform across the city.
So what will people, what will they see? Will they see the sign? Will it say 20 is plenty? Or will it say, what will it look like? Do you know?
Yeah, great question. So it'll look exactly like a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit sign, but it'll just be 20 instead of 25.
Just 20.
Just 20? It won't say
20 is plenty or Vision Zero or nothing like that.
Nothing yet, no.
Nothing yet. Okay. So just look for the 20, I guess. Was there a need for this everywhere?
Great question. So across America, pedestrian versus vehicle collisions increased by 46% from 2009 to 2018. And that's just a trend we do not want to see continue. Vehicles are, you know, 0 to 100 times going faster and faster, you know, speed. We want to do everything we can to protect the people here in Madison. And, just recently, Madison was ranked the second safest city for pedestrians out of 101 largest metropolitan areas.
Wow. Second safest.
Second safest, yes.
For pedestrians.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
great.
Yes.
That's a huge credit to especially traffic engineering. That's huge.
To the city as a whole,
city
yes.
City as a whole, of
Absolutely.
Course. But that's a huge kudos.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So we're trying to do, and 20 is plenty, it's just a small kind of piece of the pie, but we're doing everything we possibly can, and other initiatives, everything to slow down speeds.
Oh, wow. My goodness. But there was a need, because everyone's going faster and faster.
Everyone's going faster and faster. And unfortunately, when someone's going faster, they're both more likely to be in a crash, and that crash is more likely to be more severe. There's a higher percentage of a fatality or severe injury kind of thing. So if we can bring down those speeds, especially in those areas of the local residential streets where we see a lot of wide variety of road users, mm-hmm. kind of that's the area where we don't want there to be any crashes and want to protect those more vulnerable road users.
You know, we talked a little bit about this with like the stopping and the stopping when you reduce the speed limit by 5 miles per hour. There's a nice graphic. You should go to the city's website. It's just maybe even Google City of Madison Vision Zero, 20 is plenty. And there's a really nice graphic that's on the website that kind of busts down, you know, how fast you go, the stop, you know, distance and the impact that it can have
mm-hmm.
or lack their impact that it can have, mm-hmm. which is really important. So I urge everyone listening and watching to either check that out or just share it, because I think that that's really, really helpful. Like by 5 miles, you can make such a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add about that graphic for people and anything on the impact of lowering your speed limit just by a little bit can make a lot of difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that graphic is very important. That's kind of the meat and potatoes of
yes.
this. So it's really interesting to see kind of the field of vision. You're less able to react. If you're traveling at a high rate of speed, if a children's ball were to roll into the roadway, you're less able to react.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned earlier, it'd take you longer to come to a complete stop. If you're traveling a faster rate of speed, there's greater chance for loss of control, or you know, kind of mm-hmm. might slide out, especially in you know weather. We get a little bit of snow and ice in the winter.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a little bit of that here.
Yes.
So if we can just keep going, people going at a reasonable speed, an appropriate speed for that area, then that's our goal with this.
Last question: anything you think people should know about this program that they don't?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Madison's maybe, I think there's about 60 Vision Zero cities here in America.
Okay.
And so Madison's one of 60. So we're kind of, you know, we're on the front edge of this. And each city is a little different. And we're kind of building this program in a way that's best for the city of Madison, for the people of Madison. And what might work in New York City might not be appropriate here kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to do as much as we can to listen to residents, to see what is effective, what isn't effective, and make sure Vision Zero and 20 is Plenty is a success here in Madison.
Love that. Any resources to help people learn more?
I'd encourage everyone to go on the City of Madison Vision Zero webpage. As you mentioned, there's a lot of really good information there, and especially that graphic is really, really key to all this.
Yes, 20 is plenty. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Anna. This has been awesome.
Yeah, this is fun. Didn't scare you away. This is good. We'll have you back another time. If anyone listening or watching has another idea for an upcoming podcast episode, or you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Follow us on any social media platform that we're on. It's Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube. And as always, we're here for you every day in engineering.